The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, it's only Wednesday.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
Horrible night last night. Horrible night,
oh, no.
You guys.
What happened, Graham?
My daughter woke up one time first because her bed wasn't tucked in right. It's like, why bring that to my attention? Tuck the damn bed in yourself and don't wake me up. There's one. And then the next time she woke up, it's like, oh, God, what is it this time? She had a bloody nose. Blood everywhere, you guys. It was like a murder scene.
No.
Had to take all the sheets off, throw them in the wash. I mean, it was an entire
That's
thing.
The worst.
Like, why? Is she punching herself in the nose at nighttime? What's happening in there?
She's like, Dad won't notice when I ask him. Ask him a simple question, so I got to step it up a notch.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I already used the
bed untucked. To get him excited about waking up.
Yeah, excuse. let me juice things up a bit.
Well, I have some good news. Not for you, Graham. That sucks. You're going to have an awful day probably because of the start to it.
Thank you.
But good news for you listening. More Disney tickets today. 7:30 and then 8:20 this morning. Yep. Let's get to the first talk back of the day.
Thank you. My prayers have finally been answered. Just cuss on Wild Toss. I didn't think I'd get to see the day, but thank you, Jess. Wet from my butt.
What, is he in Jurassic Park? Did you hear all those weird noises?
I think he said the toys, which was an ode to Jess as well. Yeah, the Wild Thoughts podcast yesterday, Jess did say a swear word, not convincingly,
but
though.
Weird. She said it's so weird.
It's very awkward and weird. Her mom thought the same thing when I emailed it to her.
Stop.
Can we call your mom and play that clip for her just
no,
to see what she
thank
says?
No.
Would she be upset if you cuss, like, as a grown woman? Like, you're...
No.
Okay, then what?
That's a yes.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes.
But I feel weird. I just feel weird cussing, especially in front of you guys, because you guys know that I don't do it often. So I know you're expecting it to sound weird.
It does.
Has
your mom ever heard you say a swear word?
No.
That's a no.
Do it right now.
That's a no. Why don't we get her on the phone and we can lob a couple swear words at her to see how she handles it.
I would love to do that.
She would hang up. She actually would not answer the phone, though.
Going back to our Wild Thoughts podcast, which, by the way, if you're a sicko and you're over 18, you would love it. But you really have to be over 18.
Yeah.
And don't tell our families or parents about it either, or our boss.
Right.
So one of the other things we talked about, and I'm, do I even bring this up?
Delicately. I don't know where you're going with this, but yeah, I mean,
it's
carefully.
It's nothing graphic.
Okay.
Well, at least we won't take it there. But one of the things that I brought up yesterday on the Wild Thoughts podcast was me and my man were walking into the mall the other day and a girl walks out, huge BBL. We're obviously looking like, okay, like look at her booty, like, okay. And then my man made a comment. He was like, I heard that BBLs smell weird. And I'm like, how? What about that would even smell weird? Like, that doesn't even make sense in my brain. Like, I don't understand.
Okay. It is an odd statement.
It's an odd statement.
But seems like he knows from experience.
Well, I don't know if he knows from experience, but he told me that he had heard from someone a long time ago. Because isn't the first time I've heard him bring that up. So then I get home later, you know, in the afternoon. I get a DM from our buddy, Edgar Without the Haircut.
Okay. Oh.
He says...
He's researched it.
He says, yes, they stink. I can't explain the smell, but it does have a smell. And I'm like, well, how? You have to explain. He said it's not horrible. It does make it kind of uncomfortable to do certain acts. He's like, I'm not going to get graphic, but if I were to describe the smell, it would be like if you ever walked into an old apartment and you get that humid smell, it's like that, or like a wet towel that didn't dry completely after a couple days.
A little musty. What? How does Edgar know this?
Message me back. How do you know this?
I mean, hopefully he's not calling out his current lady, you know.
Ooh. Does he know you were going to talk about this?
I don't think it's about his. Well, I don't know. I didn't ask.
I've never seen
Edgar,
her butt.
I messaged him back and I said, I still have questions. I said, you have my permission to be more graphic, because I need to know more about this.
We need more details.
This went from my butt.
Anyways, this is getting weird.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for taking it there.
You are very welcome.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right. Tens of thousands of University of California workers from two different unions are now on strike starting today.
Walk out!
protesting unfair labor practices. So people with appointments at like UCSF Mission Bay, basically this could potentially disrupt daily operations at all UC campuses, hospitals, and labs statewide. The strike will go through the end of tomorrow.
Stand with our workers.
Yep.
The Warriors are going streaking. Last night, they easily pounded the Hornets at Chase Center 128-92. They've now won four games in a row, and they've been revitalized by the addition of Jimmy Butler. Last night's win was also a milestone win for the Warriors franchise as they became just the fifth team in NBA history to win 3,000 regular season games. The Warriors are going to hit the road next to take on the Orlando Magic. That game's tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
Let's go. Go Mets.
Yeah, go Mets.
Didn't see any fog this morning, but maybe because I was asleep. Did you guys see any?
No.
Okay, perfect. Clear skies for today. Highs will be in the high 60s with some areas reaching the low 70s. And enjoy the nice day while it's here. There is some rain in the forecast for this weekend.
It's going to be warm today. Real warm today.
Yay! I got to shave my legs.
Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Travel entices, but expect deviations and changes. Advanced preparation beats spontaneity. Study and research your travel options.
Ooh.
Love that for you.
I guess.
All
I
right.
Didn't sound like it was that good.
We have tickets for Rolling Loud. Just hang on a second. Hold on. We don't have a ton of help on the phone, so we do have those tickets on standby. In a few minutes, we will officially open up the phone lines. First, something we do every Wednesday, our cool or not list. Can I go first?
Sure. Yep.
So, you guys, I got three kids. Never in my life as a mom or like have I experienced what's been happening this week. And I want to know if any of the parents, mom specifically, have experienced this.
Okay.
My daughter, Callie, she's two and a half-ish. She has reached the slap in my boobs phase.
Oh.
She just comes up and she's slapping him around, a couple of punching bags. That's all. That's just her thing.
Okay.
I'm like carrying her around the house. We can be out in public and boom, boom. She just starts like slapping him around. She said that she thinks they're balloons.
Well,
that's like a compliment, right?
Has this happened to anyone else? Because my other two, no.
They never used them like a little
No. Did Kate get her bazoomer slapped around?
Nope. Not that I remember. And I feel like that would be something I would remember.
Yeah.
This is going to be a cool. Well, I'd be saying cool. It sounds like.
Why? It's not cool.
It's a cool phase.
So you say your phase. You said your other ones didn't. Was this because that was prior to you getting them done?
It was prior to me getting them done, but I still had some.
Yeah.
That year, but they were still there.
Just harder for them to slap because they were down there by the ground.
Yeah, but actually easier access. You could reach it from the ground.
Oh, they were kicking them maybe.
Yeah.
And now your daughter's slapping them. Different. Yeah.
And do you say something to her?
Well, I have to stop laughing first because it is kind of funny.
Oh, but that's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
If you laughed one time at something they've done, they'll remember it years later and still do it because they think you thought it was funny.
I don't want her doing that in public, for one. I don't need those things bouncing around. And two, sometimes it hurts.
You screwed yourself laughing though.
Also, if she ever gets carried by somebody else, what if she starts slapping theirs?
Like, oh, these balloons look like my mom's. And my mom has these same balloons.
So cool. I never
for
thought
that
of
reason
that.
Not cool.
I'm going, not cool. Oh,
for that reason, very cool.
No. All right, Graham?
What do you guys think? Cool or not getting a set of dog stairs or a ramp that goes up to your bed?
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
So cool.
Look, Hambone, our dog, she's getting old. She's going to be 11 in a couple months. She's a golden retriever. And we got a new mattress. Now the bed's a little high. You know, it's a lot thicker than our previous mattress.
Damn, and so, mattress, you hella thick.
It is hella thick. It's one of those ones that comes in a box, you know, and you're like, where's the mattress? And then you open the thing, it's like, boom.
Yeah, you're like, how did that thing fit in the box?
I'd love to see how they do that.
So tight.
Do they use like a steamroller or something to smoosh the mattress down that far? But it has actual springs in there too. Like, how does you have to really compact those things.
It's science, the eighth wonder of the world. Nobody knows.
Anyway, but now she has, and she sleeps in the bed with us at night, but she gets in and out of the bed at night. When she decides, I'm going to go lay on the ground, and then I want to get back in. Well, when she wants to get back in, now that the bed's a little bit too tall, she can jump up there, but I think she chooses not to. Then she sits next to the bed and goes, woof, woof.
What about like
until I wake up and then I get out of bed and I pick her up and I set her in the bed.
What about like a big, fluffy, comfy doggy bed next to your bed?
She doesn't want that. She wants to sleep in the bed. Oh. And the problem is now she gets in and out of the bed like twice in the night. Now I'm getting woken up twice to lift my dang dog back into the bed, which is stupid. I know, but what do you do? I've seen the ads where it's like a little ramp thing or a little stairs thing. You think
so
my wife
cute.
Wants something like that in the room? They are not cute. There is nothing cute about having a ramp that goes up to your bed
but
for
like
your
little
dog
doggy
to walk up
stairs
on.
No, that's cute.
Yeah.
It's not. Look up the things. They look stupid.
No, get one. My boyfriend's mom has one for their little dog because it has like back problems on his back legs. And so he's like struggling to get up the little couch,
God.
But it's like the cutest
thing
ever. It has
a little set of stairs.
Yeah.
Oh.
You put
you
little boots on her and then it's
room.
Like clink, 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 clink. That'd be so cute.
Little boots?
Yeah.
Little sleep boots so you can hear her clinking up the
like
stairs.
Oh, yeah. One of those sleep caps too and it's like a, you know, like the triangles and it like with the ball at the end.
This is not cool.
I don't
know what to do. I need another solution.
What about one of those bench things that you put at the end of your bed? It's like decor, but she can still jump on that and then get up on the bed.
I threw that out to my wife last night at dinner. I was like, what about a bench? Something, because otherwise I got to come up with something temporary that can either like fold down and slide under the bed so it's not there all the time. Or I said, what about a bench, something permanent? Apparently that is not part of the design aesthetic in this room.
I feel like this is your fault, Graham. You've already like showed your wife that you can build anything. So now she's like, okay, well then build me some stairs. Build me this, build me that.
Wait,
you can do it.
That's true. You can build something that is to her aesthetic.
I can't. She doesn't want a piece of furniture thing down there next to the bed. She doesn't want anything
like
there,
the
so I'm going to have to make something that like can fold up and then slide
That's
under the
I'm
bed.
That's what I'm saying. This is your fault for proving to her that you can make literally anything. So now she's just going to be demanding things for the rest of your life.
I don't make dog stairs.
You do now.
I don't want to make dog stairs. This is stupid. But I do
so
need a
bed.
I do need.
It?
I have to have something because I need a better night's sleep. I'm tired of getting woken up twice by the dog and then last night twice by my daughter. That's too many wake ups. I don't get enough sleep.
Wow. It's the worst.
Selena, remember when Graham made you feel bad for not letting your dog sleep in your bed and now look at him?
Oh, once she's in there, though, it's the best. See, I want her in there. Hence why I wake up and lift her in like a good dog dad. I pick her up and I put the 65-pound hairball right into the pillow next to me. And then I wake up coated in fur.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And it makes sense for you and your wife because you said you guys sleep like a pencil. I'm like opposite
on
sides
the
of the bed.
Yeah.
So you have all the room.
Plenty of room.
In there for Hambone.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the one major way to tell that your Bumble match is just not feeling you or the situation, before we get to that, Graham, dilemma in the Herbert household.
Yeah, my dog's getting old and she's waking me up at least twice a night to lift her into the bed. I don't know why she gets out. Just stay in if you want to keep getting back in. And I was like, is it cool or not to get one of those ramps or some dog stairs or something? I think
Good morning,
cool.
JV Show. This talk back is for Graham. Graham, I really do recommend getting those dog stairs because when she starts getting older, it's going to be more difficult for you. Speaking from personal experience, they really help out, but once you do get them, you're going to have to train her to go up and down the stairs or the ramp, which might take some time. But yeah, I recommend the dog stairs or the ramp. All right, guys, have a great day. This is Amy and Marlo the Wonder Dog calling from San Leandro. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for that.
I get it. It would be a help to her, but also, I never pictured myself as a dog stairs or ramp in the bedroom kind of person. It doesn't, you know, really meet with what the vision of that room was and this house I just built.
Yeah.
So I need something, if anyone knows of anything better that can like collapse and slide under the bed or something.
Maybe
that's
a little elevator?
A doggy elevator.
As long as it collapses and goes under the bed, that's fine. She can ride
that'd
the elevator.
Be so cute.
As long as she doesn't wake me up at night to lift her in. Very cool. I'm fine with it.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right. So this guy who's a dating expert or whatever, I don't know, I use that term very loosely, but he posted a video on TikTok saying this is the way you can absolutely gauge a woman's interest in you. So you match with somebody on Bumble or Tinder or wherever. Here's how you can tell if they are actually really interested in you. You ask them to drive to where you live, your side of town. So you meet somebody let's say here in the Bay Area, they live in somewhere like, I don't know, somewhere awful like Hayward. And you I'm kidding.
Best place in the Bay, if you ask me.
Kitty Haywardians, I'm joking. It's just Selena lives there. But say you live a couple, you know, towns or cities apart here in the Bay Area. You gauge their interest by asking them to drive to your town or whatever and meet you somewhere there. And he says that if they say, no, I'm not really interested in driving to you, there you go. That's your answer. He says, quote, if they give you that answer, you're done with them. Quote, charger to the game.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Charger to the game.
I think it's true, though.
Okay, so I did want to ask you that. He said, a lot of people in the comments are like, well, why not? What's the big deal about driving, you know, meeting her where she's at?
Yeah.
And he says, if you do that one time, you're always going to be dating on her terms. You have to put your foot down. Otherwise, you'll always be dating on her terms.
See, this is that I don't like.
Mm-mm. And why not meet in the middle? Because I feel like the guy is automatically ruling her out for not wanting to go all the way to him. But he's doing the same thing and not going all the way to her.
I'm assuming that you do at some point, but it's an initial gauge of whether or not this person is interested in you. Do you guys think if you were into a guy and he said, come meet me over here, if you were into them, would you drive across town or across a couple cities or whatever to see them?
I would. If I was really into them, I'm not thinking that deep about it. I just want to see this person.
Boom. And when you're not getting charged to the game, though.
Yes! When me and my husband first started talking, we met on Tinder, if you don't know, and he lived in San Jose. I'm in Hayward. Our very first time, you know, meeting and hanging out, he did come to me. We hung out in Oakland, so he went all the way to Oakland. But after that, if I wanted to see him, and we weren't like, you know, very far into our relationship, but I didn't mind going to San Jose to, you know, to go see him or to go out to eat or whatever.
But I think,
and I'm glad I did.
But I think that's part of that is because he established that he wasn't like, hey, you need to come to me from the very beginning. I think him going, because I think for me as well, if somebody's making the effort to come to me, I'm going to try to make that same effort to go see them where they live too. But if from the very beginning, he's like, yeah, let's meet, but let's meet 2 minutes away from my house.
And yeah, I think it does matter who travels first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. He says, now let me enter this into evidence because I tend to think this was probably true. He says, trust and believe, this woman has driven to many men before. She just doesn't see you as that guy if she won't do it for you.
That's also true.
I mean, I think there's something to that.
We will drive to go see who we want to see.
It seems like a weird, like, to me, if you're having to put somebody's interest in you to the test, like, oh, let's see if they pass this test. I'm going to see if she'll drive all the way over to me to see if she's actually, like, you're playing, like, kind of a weird game there where you're like, I don't know. I see. I would never do it for that reason. But I also agree with what he said. Yeah, she's probably done this for other guys. And if she's not willing to do it for you, then she's probably not that into you.
But I think for a first date, the guy has to either meet halfway or go closer to the woman. That's just my opinion. For the
I don't know if he's talking about first dates here or not.
He means like even if it's just in general.
He's talking about it in general.
Just in general, I think it's pretty spot on. You know, before you know, meeting my husband, other people that I would just talk to on Tinder, and they were like all over the Bay. Like, I'm not driving to Vallejo to go see you. Sorry, like that's just.
What do you have against Vallejo?
Nothing. I just
94591.
Not feeling you enough.
Magazine Street exit.
Graham, you're not from Magazine Street.
I was born in Vallejo. I can rep it.
I think it just comes. Yeah, I think it's pretty spot on. Honestly, I'm not going to drive for someone who I'm not feeling that much.
Yeah.
And when you're the right person, I will drive any distance.
But it should be vice versa.
Yes, it works both ways.
Like, I'm not about to, hop in my car and drive somewhere for someone I'm like, I don't really like her that much. But if it was somebody I'm crazy about, like my wife, I'd be like, of course.
Right.
I don't care where you are. You're in Denver right now? Yeah, I'll drive
there. I'm on the way.
Yeah, I'm already driving.
So yeah, it does work both ways. So ladies, you can gauge interest based on this as well.
And charge them to the game.
Charge them to the game.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I don't know. We're not cool enough.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jesse, you're telling me that Kanye West cleared Bad Baby to use one of his songs.
Yes.
You know that she has a diss track for... I told you about this yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a new video. Her and Alabama Barker, they're still beefing. And now Kanye's involved in this?
Yeah.
And don't 2025 is getting weird.
Things to worry about, Kanye?
No, he does not. Clearly.
Yeah, he actually doesn't.
It seems right on his level.
Okay.
Hottest, the things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right. Would you guys like to know how many followers Blake Lively has lost since her legal drama with Justin Baldoni?
Lay it on us.
All right. So she's lost a lot of followers. In total, from when this site checked, it was at 864,085 followers. Like, she's almost to a million followers down. And this is since all of this really blew up with Justin. Her numbers dramatically decreased in January last month when Justin filed his lawsuit with all that evidence against her. That's when she lost the most followers. She lost almost 330,000 just in that month. And that's her largest drop in 5 years. But her followers have just continued to go down ever since.
That's a lot.
What do you attribute it to?
I think it is based on the drama. People are picking sides.
Do you think people are finding... Because, look, I knew who Blake Lively was. And I knew... The extent of what I knew about Blake Lively was she's married to Ryan Reynolds. And they have this funny, you know, banter on social media. And they both seem, like, really likable.
Yeah.
Like this great couple.
Yes.
And then all this stuff comes out. And while it initially painted Justin Baldoni a bad light, and then as it's gone through, she has, like, her likability, I think, has suffered in the public perception. Is that accurate?
Because I think it's that.
There's interviews that surfaced where she was being very mean girl and stuff.
Yep.
And you're like, huh, maybe Blake Lively's really mean. I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of all of that. Yeah. She does give a mean girl vibes, and I'm basing that just off what,
like,
the media and the blogs
interviews,
have shown me.
Right.
You know, so I think that does come into play here. If you are wondering, she still has 44.7 million followers, though. Wow. Let's take a look at Justin, because he's actually gained followers throughout all of this. Oh,
wow. Well, that part doesn't surprise me, even though he seems to be a bad guy in all this as well. His just... People know who he is now. Like, I had no idea.
I had no idea who he was before.
Zero. I didn't know the name. So now it's just people are, you know, he's on their radar now.
Yeah. So apparently, while Blake's been losing followers, he gained 230,896 of them. I guess right now he's sitting at around 4.2 million followers total.
Do we know if Ryan Reynolds has also lost some followers?
That I don't know.
That would be a good question.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And people, maybe they're not following Justin Baldoni because, like, oh my God, he's such a great guy. It's, because he's been publishing all the receipts from all this stuff. His stuff has been pretty juicy. So it's like, I want to follow. And
if
they're into the drama, they want to see what he posts and what he says about stuff.
I can see that. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the crafting community, you guys, pretty shooketh. This is not good. Yesterday announced that Joanne Fabric and Craft Stores shutting down and going out of business. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They say they plan to close approximately 500 stores nationwide and liquidize everything. I always thought it was called Joanne's. Am I the only one that thought
it was
called
Joanne's? I think we all call it that.
It's not. It's Joanne. It's just Joanne.
Just one of them? Just one Joanne?
Yeah, it says it's Joanne singular. Joanne Fabric and Crafts.
And just fabric, not fabrics.
I think it's just fabric, but let me get back to you on that part. But that's going to affect a lot of the Bay Area crafting community because there are more than a dozen stores, I believe, here in the Bay Area: Concord, El Cerrito, Dublin, San Leandro, Daly City, Cupertino, Morgan Hill, Santa Rosa, Rona Park, San Mateo, Redwood City, and Corte Madera. All those stores set to be closed. So the crafting community shooketh, you guys. Like, where are you going to buy your yarn?
Did you actually go there?
I went yesterday.
Oh my God.
Seriously?
Well, I went yesterday because
Once you heard the news, you're like, let me go get some deals?
Yeah, but right now they don't have that many good ones. So wait a little longer until you
I can't think of one thing that I would need to buy at Joanne.
Well, they have a lot of... I paint a lot, so they have a lot of stuff to paint.
Okay, that makes
they
sense.
They have some home decor stuff as well. They have a lot of different things.
Joanne.com, the official Joanne Fabric and Craft Stores.
Okay.
Online. Is it just one craft, too, not crafts?
But then on the building sign on Google Images, it says Joanne Fabrics and Crafts. I always thought it was called Joanne's.
I'm confused.
I am, too, but they are going out of business, unfortunately.
Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now, we got your chance to win a JV Show chug mug. This is What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Remember, leave those guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
The older I get, the more I don't like long the shorter the better.
Oh.
Hmm. You came to that shorter realization, huh?
Yeah. And it's not just me. I feel like a lot of other people would agree.
Have you told your husband?
He knows.
Okay.
He knows.
It's not the, about the size, yeah. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so eliminate your first, second, and third guesses. And then when you got that fourth guess that's clean, submit that one on the TalkBack mic on the newly improved iHeartRadio app. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. We want to shout you out when you win. But the only winner is going to be the first correct answer. So get your answers in quick.
Like now, because we are going to play some next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Now, in case you missed the clip of the day, here it is. The older I get, the more I don't like long the shorter, the better. The shorter, the better. Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth? All right. So leave your guesses on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right, like I said, gets this chug mug. Let's go to your TalkBacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cody from Napa. I think the bleep dot word is shower. Zzz.
Shower. Showers. Plural. No, I think Selena's still a big, long shower taker.
I actually take pretty quick showers, I think.
Oh, you've shortened things up.
I think like 10 minutes.
Okay.
I don't consider that short, but that's average.
I think that is short.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Vanessa and Avely, and we think the bleep dot word is lines.
Lines.
Lines of what?
What kind of
lines? That's a good question.
Oh, like the longer, waiting the better. In line for something. Maybe that's what they mean, right?
I hope so.
Me too.
Good morning, JV Show. I think the bleep dot word is hair, and this is Maya from South City.
Maya from South City, that's a good guess.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning, hair.
Yeah, your hair is very long.
My hair is long.
Will you ever go the Katy Perry shortcut?
No, not for me.
Why not?
I've learned that short hair just does not look good on me.
On anyone. I'm kidding. Some people have pulled it off.
Shots
Halle
fired.
Berry was the first one and only one.
What about Kris Jenner?
What about her?
She got a nice haircut, I think.
If it's her.
All right, we'll continue to get those guesses in. Leave your guess
I'm
now
kidding,
on the short hair back
community. Mic. I'm kidding.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Leave your guesses on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. That's where you play to hopefully win this chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is. The older I get, the more I don't like long the shorter, the better. And I know you guys agree.
Yeah.
At least I think you guys agree.
I like the big ones.
You like the long ones? Yep. All right. Fair enough. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jose from Redwood City and his kids. I want to say the bleeped out word of the day is drives. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Drives.
That was one of the most popular guesses. Long drives. One. You ever like to go for a long drive?
No.
Yeah, no,
I
me
do
neither.
Not.
Hi, JV Show. Good morning. My name is Serena from Redwood City, and I think that the word is nails.
No, I like my long nails.
That was probably the most popular guest this morning, nails. And if you know Selena, the longer the better. Did they hit a point where they are too long?
Yeah, well, because I'm not used to wearing them anymore. I feel like I can't wear them during the week because I have to do a lot of typing, and I can't do anything with them anymore.
You're hitting the wrong keys.
They just seem so cumbersome. I don't get it. When they start to lose the function of your fingers, which is something that's so, so valuable, and you only use your hands and fingers like, I don't know, everything you do. Doesn't
but they're
it,
so nice.
Like, doesn't the beauty of it or whatever outweigh
Never.
Just because of the lack of function?
Never.
I mean, on the weekends, I don't really use my hands that much, or not for things like typing. Well, I guess
what about when you got a little bit of, you know, sleep right there in the corner of your eye? You jam that long nail in there
to get
that?
Use your nail.
If anything, disgusting. It helps you with certain functions.
Yeah.
So.
Like scratching?
Yeah.
Earwax. No, they your actually butt. Don't scratch
great. Did you say earwax?
Yeah, but picking earwax.
It's so gross. Oh, long nails. Gross.
Good morning. This is Abby from Concord. I think the missing word is conversations.
Oh, that's actually a good guess. Yeah, I don't like talking for a long, long time.
A lot of people have that, you know, long texts, long conversations, long phone calls. You don't like any of that?
I guess it depends with who.
True.
You know, some people, we can wrap this up in a couple of minutes.
Good morning. This is Milan from San Jose. My guess is long movies.
Long movies. There we go. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped. The older I get, the more I don't like long movies. The shorter, the better. Yeah, I want to actually watch the movie, and if they're long, I just take a nap. I can't help it. I just fall asleep.
I mean, I understand that given our schedule, the struggle is real to stay awake for some movies. But what if it's really good? Some movies you like don't want to end.
It doesn't
like,
just, need to I be want... 3 hours long. It just
so what's
doesn't.
What's the perfect length for you?
Like when I, like me and my kids are going to sit down and watch a movie and I'm like, oh my God, this one's only like 90 minutes. I'm like, perfect.
Okay.
That's a good, perfect length.
Don't watch Wicked. God, that was
forever. I never will.
My wife and I just finished Oppenheimer. That took, I know
you're
we're a little
so
late.
Behind.
We're a little late to the game, but we had to break that up into two nights because that's a long, that's a
yeah,
long movie.
Yeah, it is.
But it's really good. So yeah. It's like, I don't, you know, fine. The movie, I guess, maybe needed to be that long. It was really good. I don't know. We're late to the game on that one. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First and foremost, Milan from San Jose. Woo! She had the very first correct answer this morning. Nice work. Yes. Brand new chug mug coming your way. Hello. Catch it. Oh, we don't throw them to the...
No, we don't.
We mail them or something?
Yes, we'll mail it to you.
We'll do that. All right, a lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Alex in Benicia had it, so did Jenny in San Leandro. Our buddy Ruben and Tracy. What's up, Ruben? What's up? David in Richmond had it, so did Lindsay in Belmont. Juan in San Ramon had it, so did Matt in Antioch. Marie in the East Bay just said movie, not plural, but like, who gives a fart?
Close enough.
That's close enough. You had it, but of course, not fast enough, so you didn't really have it. So you don't get a chug mug. Only Milan and San Jose get the chug mug.
Well,
we'll play again tomorrow.
Yeah, another chug mug then.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who's this?
Megan.
Hi, Megan. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great. Yes. Thank you so much. You know what is on the line for you to win today, right?
Yes, I'm terrified.
Why? You're going to be fine.
I know, tonight's trivia. My older son was like, try to call in today. We need Disney tickets. And I was like, okay, we'll try.
Well, at least try. That's, yeah. You know, that's all you can do. So this is the JV Show Yup Nope game. We are going to ask you four really hard trivia questions. I'm just kidding. They're not. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say hard or easy because then someone's going to be mad and I lied. But we're going to ask you four questions, random trivia. Get three correct and you win these tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Okay.
Okay.
Question number one. Peru is the country where what river originates that is one of the largest and longest rivers in the world? What's the name of the river?
Not the Nile.
Is that your answer?
Yes, we'll go with that.
No.
But she said not the Nile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if the not name the of Nile. This river in South America was called Not the Nile, then I'd the be Nile. Like, yep, yeah. Got it. Nailed it.
The Amazon River.
The Amazon
That's what
River.
We were looking for.
Which is the largest and arguably the longest. They go back and forth between them, the Nile and some, you know, but it's one of the biggest of all time. All right. Question number two. Kelly Clarkson was the winner of the first season of what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Yep. You got that one.
Easy.
You're on the board.
Question number three. Good luck understanding what I'm about to say because Graham always has me say words that I don't know how to pronounce. So here's question number three. A portmanteau.
Yeah, sure. Close enough.
A portmanteau is the term used to describe the combination of two what?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I feel like this is cheating.
How's it cheating? We're
a
not cheating.
I can't even say the word.
Me either.
Not fort, port.
Port. Portmanteau.
Oh, portmanteau. Yeah.
But don't think about it too hard.
Okay, don't think about it too hard.
It combines two what?
It combines two things?
It's like a mashup of two things.
Mashup of two what?
New words?
Yeah.
Oh my
was like, how do I spell this to type this into so I can Google this answer?
Yeah, it's like, they're words.
That's a thing like smoke and fog, you get smog. Smog is the combination of those two words. It's a mashup of the two. Nicely done. All right, you need this one to win the game. I feel like you got this one. Don't overthink it. Question number four. Vince Lombardi is credited with saying, quote, winners never quit and quitters never blank.
Oh my gosh, I want to say prosper, but I don't want to lock that in.
Graham, say it again for her.
Winners never quit and quitters never...
Winners never quit. Do you know this one,
Dan? Don't overthink it. Winners never quit and quitters never... Oh, no.
Megan.
Winners never quit.
Megan!
Let me say it to you again.
One more time.
And don't overthink it. What'd you say?
Winners never quit and quitters never win?
There you go.
Yeah.
I said don't overthink it.
The heart attack we were having. Just waiting for you to say that word, Megan.
Oh, don't ever do that to
Megan, you won. You won 4-2 day one park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. Thank God, because the past 2 days we've had to like make some exceptions.
Yeah.
But now you won, you know?
You won.
Made it easier for us. And I know you said your son wanted you to call. What's your son's name?
Xander.
Megan and Xander, congratulations. Woo! You're going to Disney.
You're going to Disneyland. Yes.
All right. Hang on, you guys. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. A couple people in my DMs. One mom in my DM says, hey, Graham, can you give a shout out to my kids this morning? We're on our way to school. Ivan, Sophia, and Andrew. So I guess no birthdays.
Shout out to them. Just
school drive.
Just
shout
for funsies.
Out.
Who gives
Have a great
fart?
Day at school, you guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my daughter Lily a happy 7th birthday on Wednesday? She'd much appreciate it. Also, she mentions that Selena is her favorite. Reading this one.
Hey,
why am I reading
you know
this
what?
One?
You're my favorite.
Fine. She mentions that Selena is her favorite. So aww. Can you have her shout her out as well? So the floor is yours, Selena.
Well, I just wanted to say shout out to you. You have great taste in people in general. I hope you have the best day ever. Today is your day. You own the day. Every room you walk into.
What's her name?
You gotta act. What was her name?
I asked you because I already said it. And you're her, you know, she loves you. So you should probably
Can you
know.
Remind me what her name was? I can make it more better.
Wow. Ouch.
Who gives a fart?
Her name's Lily.
Lily,
that's her
7th
birthday today.
Birthday
you
to
are
you, Lily.
Paying
you are
attention.
The best.
That's
I hope you
from
have the best day ever.
Mom, dad,
have
sisters.
A great day at school, too.
And her sisters, Layla and Luna. But of course.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, she says they're going to be celebrating this weekend at Chuck E. Cheese in Hayward. So, Selena, you can go down there.
Yes.
And make up for totally forgetting her name a second ago. Another DM here. It said, it's my son's birthday today, February 25th. Oh, no. That was yesterday. She came in a little late. OMG. Happy 13th birthday,
happy birthday,
Jordan. An official teenager. You drive me up the wall sometimes, but you're so silly and lovable. I love you so much. Love, Ma.
Who gives a fart?
One more. Hey, Graham, can you wish my son Michael a happy 16th birthday? We've been listening to you guys for a long time on our way to school in the morning. I love you all at the JV show, and that's from D. Happy, happy birthday, Michael.
Hope you have a great
16th
day.
Birthday.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have the bestest birthday ever.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so people are so confused by Will Smith kissing another woman. So last week, Will Smith performed with an artist named India Martinez at the
Los 37º Premio Lo Nuestro de Univision.
I watched those, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you, great
show.
How was it?
Oh, so good.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So they performed their song, First Love, and a lot of people thought that their choreography on stage was a little bit inappropriate because of how close they got. I mean, they appeared to kiss, and you can see this video at JV Morning Show. There's also a picture of her legs wrapped around him. This is a picture that was taken, I'm assuming, backstage. So a lot of people are like, hello, Will Smith he's a married man. Like, where's Jada? What do you guys make of this? Is it inappropriate?
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot he was still with Jada. It is inappropriate.
But don't they have an open relationship?
That's what I'm saying. So two thoughts. One, I've examined the video. Now, people are going back and forth debating whether or not they actually kissed. I personally don't think they did.
I watched the video and I don't think they like kiss. Like they're not like lips locked and like, right, you know, tongues wrestling. But I think there's some lip touchage.
I don't even think there was touch of that. I think they got really close, and I think that the whole point of even throwing this into their choreography was like she's teasing him because it was too near kisses. That's what I think. Hey,
he almost looks like surprised by it and then stoked by it. You know, like this doesn't look like some choreographed thing that they like practiced. It looks like they're like into the moment almost. And then something, I mean, we're talking about if their lips aren't touching, they're a fraction of a millimeter apart.
They're very close, but I don't think they touched. Either way, I don't think that it would really sway my opinion because aren't Will and Jada like, they're married legally, they're life partners, as they said, but they're not like together romantically and they could be in other relationships if they wanted to. That's at least what they led us to believe, right? Last time they were all over the news.
Right, yeah. Until he went up and slapped somebody because she got entangled.
Wow, dude.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So
right.
Like, what is it? You can't, like, I don't know.
But I mean, he also had to deal with her in like August Alsina. Do you remember?
Yep.
That was the entanglement. So I mean, but afterwards he was like, it just is what it is. This is our relationship. They're always going to love each other, but they're allowed to like move on, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think they're in an actual relationship, if I'm being honest. I think
if I'm being honest, I'm still confused by the whole thing.
I am too, but I don't. Yeah, I mean, they're not in a traditional relationship at all.
Right.
So, okay, say that they were. Would this, even though you think there's no lip touchage, would this be too far for, like, say, your man is in Will Smith's shoes there?
Yes. Yep.
Way too far. You're standing too close.
You're scratching somebody's eyeballs out.
For me, yeah, it's a little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
But in this situation, I feel like maybe Will is in a whole other relationship. He very well could be. Based on this picture, you don't jump on a man with your legs wrapped around him like that unless you're, you know, doing more than that behind closed doors.
So a woman runs up to your man. She's like long lost friend of his. They haven't seen each other in years, and she jump hugs and does the straddle.
Hell no. She's losing her legs.
You're scratching eyeballs out.
Yes.
But what if they were like best friends? They haven't seen each other in 20 years, and
you
like they're just overcome with excitement to see each other.
No,
legs gone.
I don't want any of that over what you just said.
So you're chopping. Yeah, you're chopping.
Yeah,
you're chopping and scratching.
Yeah. Right. I mean, what about your wife jumping on another man like that?
Wow, dude.
No, see?
Yeah, I'm handing out some punishment.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the price of eggs is already frying your budget. And according to a new report, there will be no sunny side up this year on where the prices are heading. Nothing
egg
on
joke.
The egg jokes. Come on, I had two of them in there. Nothing?
It was good. It was all right.
Thank you. All right, last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture predicted egg prices, due largely to the spread of the bird flu, were going to go up about 20%. And all of us were like, oh, I can't take that, and they're already high enough. Well, over the last couple of weeks, they've had some time to, you know, reassess those numbers. And the outlook, well, it's only gotten worse. They're now projecting that egg prices are going to increase by over 41% this year. And we know egg prices overall, compared to last January, they're already 53% higher than they were this time last year.
This is crazy.
We've now entered just like insane territory of where the price of eggs is going to go. And I understand there's even, I mean, we talked about like Waffle House and some restaurants adding egg surcharges to meals. I've read reports that there's several Bay Area restaurants that are doing the same. And if egg prices go up 40-something% over the next year, of course, more places will be doing that. So you have to think twice about, I guess you just get an omelet just with a bunch of cubed ham and onions on your plate with no egg. Right? I mean, like,
unless you want to pay $30.
Take the eggless omelet. Like, places that have like a 4-egg omelet or something, they're rethinking that price.
Yeah.
Like, this is at $52. The national average for a price of eggs hit $4.95 towards the end of last month.
And we know that
California is like, hold my beer. We do it way more than that. We're averaging right around $9 right now. For a dozen eggs.
Oh, that is insane.
$9 for some eggs. I'm getting some backyard chickens now.
Are you?
It's got to be in consideration.
Okay,
right?
So we'll just get our eggs from you then.
Yeah.
No. My chickens are busy that day.
Oh. Well, okay, never mind. Yeah. Sorry, I asked. All right, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I want to talk about tipping and going out to eat at restaurants because, look, we just talked about the price of eggs a minute ago. They're forecast to go up over 41% this year. Everything's getting more expensive. And all this rising inflation and rising costs have people changing their approaches to tipping and going out to eat. And I want to know if you ladies and you listening, this has affected you. According to a new poll, 55% of people say inflation has impacted their approach to tipping. They are tipping less or not at all. Like they surveyed people, a good percentage of people no longer tipping on to-go or takeout orders because the prices are just too much. They're changing their tipping habits. The biggest change that they saw in this survey that I read was 59% of people report they are eating out less frequently. Just everything has gotten so much more expensive. They're just going out to eat less. Where are you guys at with this? Has all the rising costs changed any of your habits, whether it be in tipping or in the frequency that you go out to eat?
I'm in the eating out less camp right now. I can't bring myself to tip less. I just feel like that's not fair for the delivery person or the, you know, the staff at whatever restaurant.
Yep.
My husband thinks I tip too much, but like I can't tip less. And it is really expensive. And that's why we just barely go to restaurants anymore. Because it's so expensive. I have a big family. It's a lot.
Jess, have you changed any of your habits? Are you tipping less, avoiding tipping altogether? And have you changed the amount that you eat out?
I'd say I'm tipping basically the same. But yes, after our weekend in Paso Robles and after everything that we
spent. It's only been like 2 days.
Yeah, right. So after that, my boyfriend and I were like, we're
she's turned over a new leaf.
A big change.
Yeah, some big changes have happened, you guys.
Yeah. Yep. So after Sunday, we were like, yeah, we're on saving mode now. We need to not eat out so much because one dinner runs you over like $100, close to two. And then you're like, what? You get like 5 pieces of whatever you order. So we're back to cooking at home, you guys.
Oh, the peasantry. Cooking at home. Yeah, cooking at home is smart. Although grocery prices have gone up less. I'm with you guys. My wife and I, we don't go out to eat as often, which is a shame because, you know, restaurants need the business.
Yeah.
But to Jess's point, it is. It's gotten just way too expensive. My wife, like, we'll split an appetizer, split an entree, and each get like a drink or something. And the bill is still, you're like, how did we? I'm still hungry. And it's still, and it costs this much. But you cannot, once you've tipped 20% or whatever your number is that you normally tip, I can't go back. You can't go suddenly start tipping less. That's not their fault that the prices have gone up. I'm not taking it out on them. So I still tip the same as I do on everything. There is a small percentage of people in the survey that tip more all of a sudden now because
of
this.
How can you afford that?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
But that's also exactly why I will, unless I really, really have to, I do not order food through like DoorDash or Uber Eats because you look at the price of what you're getting, you look at the delivery fee, the taxes,
the service
fee. And then
fee.
On top of that,
there's
like
a Hayward fee in Hayward. I don't even know why.
Yeah, and it ends up being
I would want that too if I had to deliver in Hayward.
Wow, I don't think it goes to the driver.
This place smells
FYI,
weird.
Yeah. Whatever.
But you end up paying like 3 times of what your food actually costs. I'd rather just go get it, pick it up myself.
Are you judging a little bit the people that have stopped tipping?
Yes.
Right, because you could argue, well, then don't order.
Don't go out to eat. That would be my argument.
No, you can't. Because
yes, you can. Then,
but what
find
if that's all they
option.
Can afford?
You can afford it because the tip should be included.
All you can afford going out to eat at a restaurant? We're talking about how expensive it is.
No, I'm talking about like if you let's say order McDonald's or something.
Who tips at McDonald's?
Or if it's DoorDash, you have to tip the driver. Yeah.
Okay, so then there is something that you can afford that's cheaper. Not
driving
ordering on
there.
DoorDash. Walk in there and buy the thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like it's the cost of doing business. Find something cheaper if that's not, you know.
I don't think you can
go back to withholding tips just because the prices are up. It's not the person serving your thing.
No.
It's not their fault.
But I do feel like nowadays, they're not asking for 10 or 15 anymore. It's like 20, 25, and it's going up and up. And I'm like, whew.
Oh, there's still a 15%.
But you can't hit the zero. But you can't hit the zero.
No.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
It's like it's too expensive. Zero. Like no.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Look, I don't know how it's only Wednesday. But happy Wednesday. Don't forget, it's a Wild Wednesday, too. So you want those tickets to Head in the Clouds at 9 a.m. We're going to do that once again. And then that winning is happening all day here on Wild 94.9. Okay, so you guys have listened or watched Kylie Kelce's podcast, right?
Oh, dude.
Huge fans.
Religious subscriber. Mm-hmm. I think I was her first one.
This is Jason Kelsey's wife. She has a podcast called Not Gonna Lie, and it's like all about, you know, her parenting takes and whatnot. So on this week's episode, she played this talkback. I'm sorry.
They have talkbacks on podcasts?
This TikTok.
Cool.
She played this TikTok, and then she talked more about it. But here is the original video from TikTok.
So my six-year-old just come home from school with an invitation for one of the kids in school's birthday. And then I start to read the invitation, and it says that he has a little brother, age 3. Please send him a gift also, because we don't want him to be left out.
So he has a little brother.
Okay, could you listen to somebody that talks like that? Got an invitation. Cause he had a little brother, and he opened up that invitation, and he said he gonna need some toys too.
So,
I couldn't marry some of that.
Don't let that distract you from the main point here. Graham, how do you feel? Your kid gets invited to a birthday party. Oh, but you got to take a gift for the younger sibling as well, so he or she does not feel left out.
We don't want that little brother feeling left out. You know, I'm not here for it. You know, you guys know I'm anti-birthday party gifts in general.
That's true, yeah.
I don't think kids need that much stuff. They don't need a gift from 30 different classmates and, like, people being expected to spend their hard-earned money on that. Like, it's just too much stuff. I saw that, like, post the other day. I don't know if you guys saw the same thing. You probably get served different content, like celebrities in gray sweatpants or something, but I get stuff that like makes you think about stuff. And it was like America has like 4% of the world's children with 50% of all the toys on the earth or something, you know. I was like, our kids have too much stuff. They don't need that much stuff. So, no, I'm not buying a present for the little brother. I don't care if he feels left out. That's life. It's not your birthday.
Exactly. Here's what Kylie Kelsey said. She said, everybody gets a special day. When your siblings get presents for your birthday, it reduces your birthday. It's not their birthday. It's your birthday. Also, it teaches them to a degree that just because someone's getting presents doesn't mean you get presents too. It's giving like participation.
Yeah, like you're setting them up for disappointments in the future when they don't get a gift.
I will say, when I was younger, me and my sister were 2 years apart. We used to get presents for each other's birthday. It was nice. My mom didn't demand it. My parents would get something for the other sibling, or like my aunt or some, or would bring something just so the other one doesn't have a complete meltdown.
Like, so it was just to not have the meltdown, or are your birthdays kind of close?
No, not close at all. It was just to avoid a major meltdown.
What in the coddling?
But she didn't. Yes, I agree. Major coddling. But she didn't demand it from anybody.
Right, but still the fact that thought entered their brains, like, we better get Selena something because she is going to be angry on her sister's birthday.
But you know
birthday.
What? She still does that with my kids now, and like, I allow her to. I don't expect it. I'm not asking anybody to, but...
What in the third generation coddling are we doing? You got to put an end to this. Your kids don't need more stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're temporarily happy for 10 minutes and then they go back to being mad about something. That's what I've noticed with my kids. God.
I would never ask anyone to do that. But when my mom shows up with presents for everybody, I let her do it. That's grandma. That she just wants to.
Let her bring them a pack of Skittles. Don't buy them a whole present to open. Ooh. That's insanity to me.
Hey, if you have a talk back, good luck getting through, because people are trying to get these Disney tickets. But you can still try to leave one, and maybe we'll be able to, you know, weed it out.
We'll be able to find it. Let me check how many come through for Disney. Holy shnikes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, do me a favor. Is the iHeart app and the TalkBack mic still functioning? I know we're getting so many TalkBacks right now.
It's still active and functioning, but people, are still getting their TalkBacks in to win tickets to Disneyland. You still have some time to enter. Just leave us a TalkBack. Obviously, you got to be streaming Wild 94.9. Set Wild 94.9 as your number one preset while you're there. And then hit the TalkBack mic. Leave us one. With your name and your phone number. We are going to be calling someone. You have until 8:50 to get your talkbacks in, and then we're going to be calling someone live on the air.
Yes.
If you don't pick up, on to the next one, and you lose.
Yeah, so stay by your, I was going to say radio. Do people still listen to the radio, like on a radio, or it's just on the app, right? But just stay close here. That way you can know if we play your talkback on the air, and then have your phone right there. So if we call you, you pick up first ring, so we can hook you up with Disney tickets. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. major update, you guys, to this one TikTok video that went very viral. It could have been last year. My memory is a little foggy on it, but you will probably remember us talking about her. It's a woman who posted a video after getting her very first job out of college, and she was so upset about the realities of working 9 to 5.
So it literally takes me, like, I leave here, like, I get on the train at 7:30 and I don't get home till like 6:15 earliest. And then, like, I don't have time to do anything. I want to shower, eat my dinner, and go to sleep. I don't have time or energy to cook my dinner either. Like, I don't have energy to work out. Like, that's out the window. Like, I'm so upset. Oh my God.
She posted that tear, that very tearful video. And people in the comments, not very sympathetic. They were like, hello, welcome to real life. That is what real life is. And it stinks. Well, unfortunately, things kind of stink a little bit more for her because after being employed for a short time, unfortunately, she's been laid off.
Oh no.
I have done everything I possibly could have, and it's still not enough. Putting yourself in debt to go to college and you still can't find a job that pays enough for you to live and have a balance with life too. It's like,
doesn't that suck?
There's no balance and there's no, and she's been laid off. She says it was of no fault of her own, although the number of times she said like and like and like, I would have fired her too, but like, you know, like,
I do that, so I can't be
like, that big of like a deal, like, but you know, like we all do it sometimes, like, and she said that her boss would give her a glowing recommendation if he could, and as she applies and gets back out there looking. But she says she may nanny for a short time or wait tables. She's also living in New York City where it's very expensive. Ooh, so it's very tough to find a job that can cover your cost of living there, particularly when you don't have a lot of experience. Her name is Brielle. So if you have any job openings in marketing, she said she's looking for, she would love a job in that field.
What did the comments look like in this new video?
I mean, I think some people were sympathetic to the struggle.
To be someone who gets laid off. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to that these days. It sucks. It's not your fault. And now you're out here starting over from square one. That sucks.
And again, she reiterated several times it was not her fault. The company was a startup and they just really didn't have enough funding and like enough stuff for her to do like all day. And like they were just like making stuff up like for her to do like. And so she needs a job that's a little more fulfilling. And
but at least she got
actual stuff.
She got a taste of what like adulting. Oh my God. Now I'm saying like.
A taste of like adulting.
She got a taste of what adulting is. Is like.
Yeah, she's more prepared for her next.
That one made sense. That one had to be there.
That
necessary.
One was fine, but you thought about it before you said it.
I know, I did.
Like, thought about it like. Anyway, so take a moment and say goodbyes to Brielle's first job. Goodbye, Brielle's first job.
How do you guys feel about this? So the United Healthcare killer, Luigi. You know, he's still locked up. He was in court recently and people were like, oh my God, how is it possible this guy got even hotter?
I've seen people
swooning over this man. And the latest, I've seen that people have been sending him, like, racy pictures.
Not surprising.
While he's in prison. Yeah, his, like, legal team, they have some of this up on their website, I guess, under frequently asked questions. One of the questions is, can I send Luigi photos?
Are you serious?
And what's the answer to that?
Yeah, the answer is Luigi is allowed to receive photos via Shutterfly in free print. So you can like submit them online and send them to him online. But they have to be in accordance with mail procedures because he is in custody. And then due to the volume of photos, they could take longer than usual to be screened and shared. They are screened first because he's been getting like really racy.
If his lawyer, I'd like to screen them as well. Like, I'll take a look at this. Let me see.
Pour those to myself.
Yeah, I will never understand this. People sending pictures like that.
I've never understood women's infatuation with like people dating a serial killer.
I know. He's not a serial killer.
In prison.
But yeah.
He's a killer. I mean, allegedly, but it's on video.
That's not even alleged. Alleged. He is. But like sending that, and yeah, it's going to go through a screening process of probably like 10 people who are all seeing your photos. Like, I don't want that.
You have to assume any nudes sent out into the world, they are getting viewed by not just the person that received
them. That is very true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And is it time to give somebody tickets for the Disneyland Resort? All right, you guys, you left your talkbacks Everyone listen up. This is the winning talk back.
Morning, JV show. This is Angelita from San Jose calling for the Disney tickets. Would love to take my girls to Disney. We are having full-on Disney withdrawals. Hope to get a call.
Hope to get a call.
Get a call, you will. That call's about to happen right now. I hope Angelita is listening.
All Graham, when's the last time you went to Disney?
I took my kids not this past year, maybe 2 years ago, and they have been bugging me ever since to go back.
And you're having Disney withdrawals?
And then I asked for some of these tickets, and
they said no.
Our work said no. We're giving them away.
Hi, is this Angelita?
It is.
Hi, it's the JV show. How you doing?
Hi, good.
We heard your talk back. We're wondering if you wanted to go to Disneyland. We got some tickets for you if you want them.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I won.
You just won.
Yay! You just got 4 2-day, one park per day Disneyland Resort tickets, so you can go to the happiest place on earth.
Congratulations.
Oh, I can't wait to take my kids.
What are their names, by the way?
So I'll be taking my two girls, Marissa and Natalie.
Marissa and Natalie.
Sounds like there's an extra ticket if I might slide in there, because I love Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nope. Not allowed.
Okay. Never
mind. Congratulations, Angelita. Hang on there for your winning.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
All right, so Justin Timberlake's embarrassing concert review. So earlier this week, he performed in St. Paul, Minnesota, and this was a rescheduled show. It was originally supposed to go down on Halloween, but he was sick, allegedly, and so it had to be postponed, right? So he gets on stage Monday night. And I guess he made some major changes to the set list. He decided to do more of his newer songs rather than, like, you know, the greatest hits, you know, the ones that we all know. He performed, I think, like 11 songs from his album, Everything I Thought It Was, you know, the one that was kind of a flop, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune. And the audience just could not get into it. He was, like, encouraging everyone to sing along, but nobody knew the words to anything. Fans are disappointed.
Ooh, I feel like that happened for one of his shows at the Bay. I remember going to it and I was like, yeah, I know none of the words to his new stuff. But a lot of people showed up.
It was packed. It was a packed, even though this one in Minnesota, it was packed. I saw pictures. So that wasn't the issue. But like, why? People are there for the older songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of the people that bought the tickets probably bought them based on your old music, maybe aren't even familiar at all with your new music.
Are you guys?
No.
See, that's...
What I wish artists would do is put some lyrics on this, on the giant screen
so
that are just
karaoke
so in front of
sing along, too.
Don't encourage a sing-along to a song that you know probably most people can't sing along to.
Now to the other Justin. Justin Bieber rapping about being high. This is pretty interesting because wasn't his rep just claiming earlier this week that Justin was not on drugs, doesn't do drugs, and the narrative around him doing drugs was really unfair. We talked about that on Monday morning, I think. Well, then yesterday, Justin posted this video where he's doing some weird rap with one of his friends. I guess that's who it is. You can see this video on JV Morning Show on Instagram. Make sure you follow us. Check out our story if you want to see the video. But here is the rap, and it's literally all about him being high.
High like a fly guy. I fly high like a magpie. I go high like a bad guy.
That was it. Like, people are just, like, confused. I mean, I guess we wanted new music from Justin.
I was confused watching it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
So, what do you think? Do you think that he is on some sort of something, substance?
I hope just weed. I hope just that.
He was high like a magpie.
He was eating snacks in the video, so high maybe like he just a fly got guy. The munchies.
I don't know what he was doing. Our listener Sherry, who we love, she was in my DMs, shared that video and said, I feel like I'm watching Britney Spears 2.0.
Oh, basically.
Like, I feel like that's what we're watching, because Britney Spears' social media sort of went.
It is giving that a
similar.
Little bit.
That is giving that vibe a little bit.
Oh, my God.
He's high like a magpie.
Is that what he said? I thought he said bagpipe. Which I don't know why those are high, but whatever.
A magpie is a bird, so that makes
that
more
makes
sense.
That makes more sense. Why does this article say bagpipe then?
Oh, I don't know. Can we hear it again?
Yeah.
High like a fly guy. I fly high like a magpie.
Yeah, I fly high like a magpie.
Yeah, you're definitely right. This stupid article had me sounding stupid.
I fly high like a bagpipe.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense.
No,
maybe he
doesn't.
Is high, because why would you say that?
I like like that one more.
Graham, would you like to throw something in here?
Sure. The world of aviation, we know, has been very scary lately. Obviously, we've had four major incidents in the past few weeks, and the near misses, you guys, they keep on piling up as well. Yesterday, an American Airlines plane arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. This. You might not have seen this one. There was two yesterday.
Oh, my God.
This one, they say, quote, discontinued its landing. They performed a go-around at air traffic controller's instructions to avoid getting too close to another aircraft that was about to depart on the same runway. So there's one miss. That was just 2 hours before another plane attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport. That one, Forrest, that was a Southwest flight. They had to, quote, discontinue their landing to avoid hitting another aircraft that was pulling onto the runway. They say, look, they say they have a, you know, policy. This is not an abnormal flight maneuver. Discontinuing landings happens, or discontinuing landings or takeoffs, you know, happens all the time. But does it though?
That's what I wanted to ask.
Based on what we've been seeing lately, I feel like this doesn't happen all the time.
Or does it? But these videos or these stories just don't get that much attention.
Yeah, it doesn't get.
It wasn't
about.
Until that plane crash.
Right.
And I think it was at D.C. And after that, it's been like one after the other. But have these things always been happening and they just weren't getting national attention?
But all these crash incidents don't happen all the time.
That's
and
true.
They are getting national attention because they'd get national attention no matter what. But to your point, are the discontinued, I'm using my air quotes, discontinued landings getting more publicity? Probably. But it doesn't make me feel any better about flying.
No, me either.
Yeah. Wait, do we know what airlines these were?
Southwest was involved in one of them, and the other one was American Airlines.
Because if you really think about it, you know, I know everybody hates on Spirit, but we haven't been hearing about all of these issues with Spirit flights.
Except
I know
the fight at the Spirit ticket counter the other day. Jeez, did you see that video?
No.
You didn't?
Will you send it to me, please?
Holy
I love that.
It was from like 2 days ago or something. That was an all-out Royal Rumble.
I feel like I come across videos like that all the time that I don't even stop to watch them anymore.
Yeah, this one this one was recent. All brawl, kicking, punching, everything, all out brawl between everybody there at Spirit. That's the thing. Yeah, Spirit, maybe they get you there safely, but you have to fight somebody to the death.
Hey, I'd rather do that than deal with some other issues like a flight getting discontinued.
I actually have two close friends. They just flew Spirit to Las Vegas and back, and they said it was awesome because they paid the $40, you know, big baller seat upgrade or something. I don't know what it's called. And they got to sit in the front row in like big seats, and it was only a $40 add-on, you know? And they're like, the seats were huge. It was like being in first class, and you're not in first class, but they had big roomy seats, and they said the flight was great.
I think they're making a comeback.
I don't know if it's called the big baller seat upgrade, but it was something. It was something like that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go back to our cool or not list. We do this every Wednesday morning. We throw some things out. We ask, is that cool or not?
Can I go first?
Yes.
Okay, cool or not? A man went on the internet and said that men don't like celebrating their birthdays because women don't know how to celebrate their birthdays for them.
Cool.
Not cool.
Graham, well, have you ever stopped to think that maybe you don't?
I need to know how you feel about this, because he said we do too much, that instead of making it about what he wants, it's about what we want to do for them. And you know what? I'm going to have to say
that's what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to do what we want to do for that person.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be about what we want to do on our birthday? Yeah.
So what do men want to do on their birthday?
Not hang out with us.
Not the stuff that you laid out and inviting people over that we don't really want to hang out with, and then a cake with candles and all that. Like, we don't care about that.
Yeah, you guys don't want a cake?
I mean, some people might. It's just not top of my list. It doesn't make or break my birthday.
Okay, would you prefer, like, for your birthday, like a boys' day out instead of us planning something for you?
Well, we still like to do something with you at some point, right around midnight.
Oh, my God.
That is so sad.
I'm just saying, maybe keep in mind, because, look, if the situation was reversed and we planned your birthday and it was all stuff that we, you know, wanted more, then you would be upset. We would never hear the end of it.
I love when my man plans something, anything for my birthday, because it's the fact that he was thinking about me and the effort he put into it.
It's 18 holes of golf and then a trip to the strip club.
If that's what he wanted to do, hey, that actually sounds fun. Minus the golf part.
Have you ever played 18 holes of golf? It takes a long time. Yeah. And you'd be like, why would you plan this
but
for
it's
me?
Like you're
this
doing
is not even something,
something
I would like to do.
But that's a little extreme. For our for our guy's birthday, we're not like shopping spree. We're going to Forever 21 for 3 hours. Like, we're not doing something you clearly don't want to do.
Well, maybe brunch with your besties isn't what we want to do.
Okay, let me ask this then. When a guy says that they don't want to celebrate their birthday, do they actually mean that?
I think so.
Wow. Why?
Too bad. We're still celebrating you.
Well, there you go. Now you're doing something that we just specifically said that we don't want to do.
Yeah, but you have to celebrate your birthday. We want to celebrate your birthday.
Do it right around midnight or 11:30.
Oh, my God.
So I need to know if other men feel like this. Please let us know. Because I don't want to feel like I'm ruining my boyfriend's birthday.
I don't think you're ruining it. It's just like, sometimes it's like, don't waste the, you know, all the effort if you don't need to.
So no cake.
No, I mean,
no surprise.
No outing.
No outing.
All right.
No,
just
it could
midnight.
Be an outing with
just
the boys.
Just 2 minutes at midnight.
Yeah, like we're doing something fun. 2 minutes, yeah.
Not cool.
That's your secret.
Not cool.
All right. Can I throw something in?
Yes.
Oh, what do you guys think? Cool or not? And this is a bit of a piggyback on something Selena proclaimed yesterday, which was that Frappuccinos from Starbucks, because they were discontinuing. Starbucks announced they're discontinuing a lot of the different flavored Frappuccinos. And Selena was like, I'm judging if you're ordering a Frappuccino as an adult. Like, get a real coffee drink. So, and I think somebody even mentioned this on the talkback yesterday. They didn't leave their name, so I'd love to shout them out here. But they said, so you're telling me blended margaritas, that's not an adult thing? So cool or not, blended margaritas? Because in my mind, they're the Frappuccino of the cocktail world. But I'll let you ladies discuss. Cool
or
not?
Yeah, but those are so cool. They're margaritas, obviously.
The thing with blended drinks, it's a hit or miss. And most of the times it's a miss.
Agreed.
I still personally get on the rocks, but I'm not looking at somebody who gets a blended one as like, oh my God, are you a child or something? Like, I'm not thinking that when it's a margarita.
So let's just say you're on a first date and you're like, I'll have a scotch on the rocks. And then the man across from you on the date's like, I'll have the blended margarita. You're not, judgment, because you're judging people that order a Frappuccino and that's just a coffee drink.
I'm not judging because of the blended part. I'm judging because that is just like a, I don't know, it's like a little like light drink. I don't know, but I'm used to it. My man gets the fruitiest drinks.
Because they're more delicious, right?
They are, but
I can't rip them. A good lava flow or something like that.
Everywhere we go, my type for him. I'll take a large beer. Thank you very much.
What's your hoppiest IPA? I'll have that.
Yeah.
My husband here will have the lava flow, extra
That's
strawberry puree,
what
please.
It's like going out to eat with us for dinner.
Okay, so you're saying blended margaritas, cool. Jess, blended margaritas?
I'm going to say not cool. Because most of the time, they just don't taste as good as they look.
But do you think our blended margaritas like down here, whereas like an on the rocks one is up here? Do you look at that different? Like the way I was like Frappuccinos. Come on, grow up. Do you think a blended margarita that same?
No, thing? I don't see it that way. Like still get it.
Get it.
There's
on the
better
rocks.
Drinks.
Yeah, get it on the rocks.
Yeah.
We now have upset the blended margarita community.
I could ask you the same thing. What's wrong with the Frappuccino?
Yeah.
I just think they're not. It's not a real coffee drink.
Well then. It's not
but it's like you go to Vegas and everyone's walking around with Fat Tuesdays. Like, it's just like, you know, I'm not like I'll grow up. Like, well maybe a little bit because it's all like the college kids doing that and me. But.
Selena's just digging herself a deeper and deeper hole. The Frappuccino community is mad at you and the blended margarita is mad at you.
Great.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
In one sentence, you're cool or not about the guys' birthdays.
Okay. Men think that we ruin their birthdays because we want to do what we want to do for them instead of what they want.
Hey, Francisco from Hayward. Yeah, the whole guy's birthday, I agree with most of what Graham is saying. Yeah, I don't care for cake either. Just like, dude, like, keep it simple. I don't care about decorations and all of that. Just invite our close friends over. Let's get some snacks. Let's get some beer. Let's just hang out.
Wait, so you guys don't like the number balloons either?
Like the number balloons?
Oh
and
my
the,
God, so, this is like breaking my heart.
What he is saying, I'm just paraphrasing his talk back, he doesn't need the balloons and the cake and all that. He just wants some snacks and some beers and some bros hanging out.
But you can do that like any other weekend.
Right, you have to have the balloons.
And the cake.
We do?
And the number candles.
Yeah.
We do?
And the 3,000 pictures that we take.
We do?
Yes, and the backdrop.
Yeah.
To take pictures in front of.
And then the retake of the picture because yes. the angle wasn't yeah. quite right for you.
Yes.
Of
and our, the birthday song.
Of our birthday.
And everyone's going to watch you open gifts.
Oh, God. This is my nightmare. Yeah. I hope I never have another birthday. Yikes.
And you're going to like it, okay? Yeah.